Okay, we're talking about vowels and the sounds that we're trying to get that will make them everybody sing them the same. You've been handed a sheet of paper which shows on the first page where the vowels and the placement come from for each of them. So I would suggest, if you don't have this in your hand, that you should do that. So if we look at the most forward vowel, E, I'll try to do these just singing up and down a scale a little bit so that you know what it's supposed to sound like. E. One thing with the E you have to be careful of, not opening the mouth enough. It's a forward placed vowel, but you do have to have the jaw dropped enough so that you're getting enough resonance to make it sound well. So that's the case with any of these vowels. You may have a lips tighter on as we get toward the darker side on the oo, but you still have to have the jaw dropped. Okay, after the E we have an it, as in bit. Bit. The next one is A, as in bait. Now this is, of course, a diphthong, but we start out kind of with an S sound and then it turns into the diphthong. Bait. So that's A. Same, only and just without the diphthong, is the E vowel. Bet. Then we come to the A, as in at or bat. Okay, ah, as in Bob, Bob. Fairly close to this is the from ah to as in butt. But. Okay, then we jump up to the kind of the middle of the road vowel is in invert. We have to be careful of not getting on that R as in burr, but The RT or the R, kind of what it, when you have that in there, comes at the end, whether if you're going on to a new word or at the end of the word. We're down to aw, as in ball. Then when we get to the O, that is also a diphthong. Make sure that you have your lips postured in an O posture so that it's starting out as an O. If you have it too wide, it sounds more like the aw vowel as in ball. So you have to have the lips pursed, still open on the inside. Boat. Hear the oo turn of the oo as a diphthong when we stop the word. Next one is the double aught sound as in book. Book. And then finally, the darkest of the vowels, the oo, and we've talked about this many times, you've got to have that lips pursed in that tight oo position, open on the inside, and the tongue is flat down, so that you get that rounded oo sound. Boot. So those are the 12 vowel sounds that you have to be primarily aware of, and then there are other diphthongs that we get into, but what I've given you here is what I'm looking for the sound to be. So that means whether it's an E or an I would like everybody to be singing the same way, and that's why we're doing this. A lot of times we can read things, but our own interpretation of what it should sound like is different than in when we hear it. So try to practice each of these vowels, and then hopefully we will get some more consistency.